Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Crack is cheap.
Every guy that I've straight up told I'm high maintenance to has loved it.
I don't believe
even
it.
If they acted like they hated it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Now, don't confuse the sentiment of high maintenance, okay? When I say high maintenance, I'm not talking about being unpleasant or difficult. I'm talking about having a standard that only a select few can meet. And the reason why... Oh, hold on. The reason why they love that is because, one... they know that you're not just gonna pop your cork for every guy you see.
Stop the cap.
I do have high standards and high expectations. My friends have high standards and high expectations. Do you want to know why? We've worked for those.
Look, you're still a hoe. Like, you've been screwing, I'm sure, since you were 15. And maybe only a select few guys could pop your cork. But if you're 30 now, that's 15 years. So even if you had contact with thousands of guys, but only five have been able to pop your cork, that's still five guys. Why aren't you married?
It's quiet here. Like, it's quiet here.
It doesn't seem like you're in a relationship right now. I mean, oh, every guy I tell I'm high maintenance to, he don't got a problem with it. He likes it, yada, yada, yada. But why none of them stick around?
They ejaculate and then they evacuate. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I guess the maintenance was too high. Or maybe they realize this just isn't worth it. I mean, she looked good, but that only goes so far. That's the thing about being a cute, materialistic girl. You're just like every other bitch. There's nothing special about you. You're like every other woman who got some looks on her and got a little body on her. There's nothing unique about you whatsoever. You're so replaceable. You're just an item to be bought by wealthy men.
The big, bad, scary, gold-digging whore!
I'm going. I want my money right now.
That's your money. Don't worry.
The arrangement is over.
No kidding.
You're just another Porsche in the garage that they can replace, you know, every year if they wanted to. So us low tier guys, the guys you would see as low tier, we see you for the trash you are. And we're laughing at the rich men who are actually valuing you and spending thousands of dollars on you. Even if they have billions, we still look at them funny for spending thousands on you because we know you're not worth it.
She just hopes that the typical beta chump fools are like, oh my god, she's a princess, dude. She's a woman. You should treat her with respect, dude, because she's a woman. She's hoping she can still get that.
These rich guys would be better off impressing a pretty chick who don't know she can demand this type of money. Like a pretty around-the-way girl. And spend like a third of what you're spending on these bougie bitches. There's a pretty chick in bumfuck Idaho who would be impressed with Red Lobster. What the f*** you buying Gucci bags for?
Second, they want to feel like they have something over other men. Now, here's the kicker. This should be a whole other video. If you want me to make a video on this, I will.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Women often think that men do things for the validation of other women. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I won't generalize every man out there in the world, but a certain caliber of man, he's doing the things he does in his life for other men.
And I think that's kind of pathetic too. Shout out to the men who don't give a fuck about impressing other men. I'm me. I do what I do because I like to do it. I'm trying to take care of my family or take care of whatever. And I'm not looking to impress other men because I'm secure with who I am as a person. But yeah, ma'am, you're just a hooker. You're an overpriced hooker. That's basically what you're telling us right now. You're a high-priced hooker getting ran through who's going to be mentally ill and on drugs when she's 45, just like the rest of these chicks. There's nothing impressive about you. But enjoy your time, because this isn't going to last, I promise you.
Aw, that was uncalled for.
Before I work on myself, does anyone like me insane? Do you?
Well, I wouldn't like you insane. But there are guys out there who do like toxic women. They do like crazy women. You hear him talking about, oh man, the crazier she is, the better she is in bed. You're pathetic. Is good bedroom fun worth your life being ruined?
You don't really want to know.
But yeah, there's plenty of guys out there who are toxic who want toxic women so y'all can have a crazy, fun, you know, sex life. and it can be spontaneous and, you know, interesting. But obviously nothing good or positive is going to come from that situation. Nothing wholesome is going to come from that situation. And it's really unfortunate when life comes about in those situations. Those children usually have terrible lives. But the whole thing about working on yourself and not being insane anymore, that's not a thing. There's no amount of TikTok self-help videos you can watch that's going to make you not be insane anymore. So let's just nip that myth in the bud right now.
You goddamn wish you would have played your cards right with me.
So I'm newly single. I say newly single. I'm a month into being single. And I haven't dated in a long time. I haven't dated in years. Is this the best we've got now? Is this the best? Is this what it's come to?
Are you still with that lad? I mean, it's kind of just an icebreaker. I don't know if you can judge this person off of this one sentence. It's a pretty valid question. Women are looking for a reason to disqualify a man. And they're looking for TikTok content. But when you go into the dating market looking to disqualify people for any and everything, are you really going to be surprised when you fail horribly? I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
It would really help a lot of women to realize that they're not all that. And not only are they not all that, they're at the bottom of the barrel. And the sooner they realize that, the sooner they'll realize that they're blessed to get an average Joe. And does anybody find it convenient that they never quite go into detail of why the relationship ended? I'll tell you this right damn now. When they don't say, it was them. Because when it was the guy, they're going to give you a whole long 20-minute rundown of all the things he did wrong in the relationship. How old are you, ma'am? It looked like you hit the wall. And, you know, the whole messy eyebrow trend, it doesn't work for eyebrows that thin. I mean, it doesn't work for anybody, but it really doesn't work for you. You don't have to do anything eccentric with your eyebrows. Your eyeballs are attention-catching enough. Don't overdo it. I guess those pretty eyes wasn't enough to keep your man around, huh?
Is this now dating? Is this now pickup lines? Like, it's 2024. Is this the best we've got?
Well, I got a quick question. If you had to holler at a dude and get him to like you, what would you say? Do you think it would be something so mind-blowing and intricate and, you know, intuitive?
Hell no!
I highly doubt it. It'd probably be, hey, how's it going?
What kind of shit is that?
Women would jump off of a you-know-what if society criticized them as harshly as they criticize, you know, men.
People always like, why are you single? Why you don't have a boyfriend? Like, why? Da, 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 da. But they don't realize it's so easy to have. Like, it's so easy to have a boyfriend. But the kind of boyfriend that I want, baby, I don't think they want me. And the ones that want me,
you don't want.
I don't want them.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And this is the dilemma that most women will find themselves in. Especially women who think they're attractive. Keyword, think. And really the women who actually are attractive. They're the most cursed in the dating market. Because if she's a 9 or 10, she's definitely going to want a 9 or 10 guy. But to a 9 or 10 guy, a 9 or 10 woman is just another Wednesday. A 9 or 10 man will always be more special than a 9 or 10 woman.
So I'm just at this in-between stage where I'm just minding my business. And everybody's minding everybody's business. No, everybody's minding their own business. I hope so. So yeah, at this point, I just have to, you know, focus on myself and, you know, continue to just be the baddie that is just single and everyone wonders why she's single.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, nothing good is going to come from being in this dilemma. When women get stuck in this middle zone of all the guys I want don't want me and all the guys that want me I don't want, there is nothing positive that comes from this as far as her dating life. The best thing that can come from this is that she doesn't date at all. Or she just becomes, I don't know, I mean, yeah, a legit prostitute and just get money for sexual pleasure. In exchange for sexual pleasure. and try to run up the bag where you can get a house with it or something. But far as a healthy, happy, stable relationship, that will not come.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
But trust me, the day that I get that man that I've been waiting for, they like that the one that God has promised to me, that Odogwu, definitely would have hosted him. But it will be evident that this babe is getting treated well. I'm not the kind of person to settle because I want this life is short. I'll find somebody else. So if I settle down with somebody, trust me. They're the one and not the two.
You see what happens to women? That's insane. That's total insanity.
When did God promise you an ideal man? Like when? These are all lies that they tell themselves. You know, if that type of guy wanted you, he would have snatched you up by now. Clearly, you've dated them. You've had interactions with them, but they never pick you. They're going to continue to not pick you. And it's not just for one reason. I'm sure it's for many reasons.
Set the standards for yourself and then expect others also to follow up that standard. Because, like, if you have no standards for yourself, like, you don't do anything for you and you don't love on yourself as you should, then how can you expect other people to bring anything into your life? They will not do that because they will see how you are happy with whatever you get. So why would I go above and beyond for you when you don't do it for yourself?
Huh?
Well, look, that sounds good in theory, and I agree. But we all know that those standards go out the fucking window when it comes to, you know, Enrique and Longstick Rick. They go out the fucking window. But even if you did have a certain set of standards for the top 10% of men, they're only going to follow those standards until they hit the scans and then back to not giving a fuck about you. So the whole having standards thing really doesn't work on Chad and Tyrone. It doesn't.
Nice try.
Start from you, and that's how it should be. We should start from ourselves, and then we can have expectations and like standards we should have. But firstly, for ourselves, towards ourselves, how we treat ourselves. And then we can think about, you know, expecting less from others. Not to be entitled, but like, look how people behave and then act accordingly.
But you know what's funny? When she's talking about standards, she's probably talking about money and fancy dates. Date yourself. Buy yourself fancy purses so dudes know they gotta come correct with fancy purses if they're trying to, you know, pursue you. She's probably coming from a superficial standpoint. She's not actually talking about true character and integrity and things like that. I highly doubt it.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm gonna give it to him.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You wanna be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.